It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I want to shout out my mum, HH.
Oh.
For sending this one through to me.
Great.
Okay. Content. This came from the 10 News First Instagram account. Mm. And it says here that the pint police are protecting your beer. Apparently, undercover staff from a government department are investigating whether pubs are really pouring proper pints.
Ah, okay.
So there's plainclothes officers from the National Measurement Institute, and they check the amount of alcohol that's being poured. Now, my first reaction was, okay, it's getting close to the 1st of April. Mm-hmm. You know that there's a bit of a theme where a lot of people do April Fool's stuff sort of the day before or whatever to try and get in quickly. And I'm like, oh, it's still a bit too early. But is this a true thing? It sounds fake to me. I Googled it. The National Measurement Institute is an actual thing. It's an actual place.
So, okay.
The nationwide blitz began yesterday. Mm. It's going to run for the whole of this week. Mm. So any venues that are caught ripping off their patrons will be fined up to $220,000.
Wow.
And apparently back in 2019 there was an audit and it found that 30% of businesses were measuring their drinks incorrectly.
30%?
30%.
That's 3 in 10 beers.
Yes.
That's one afternoon.
Yes. Well.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with those numbers, there has to be at least kind of one venue locally that would be, man, I'm not.
I know.
All good people.
All good people.
Particularly if they're spending with the station.
Oh, then totally super duper people.
Working for the Measuring Institute.
Should we get someone on?
Well, I want to know. I just would like to know the department.
I know how your brain works. So, I know you want to get them around and be like, measure this.
Yeah. Oh, watch your
and
eye.
We're not doing that.
I'll swing on this way.
Stop it.
Oh, geez, I've taken everything off the coffee table.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. This is it. Guess the year.
Yes, Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play a little bit of a song. Cast our minds back, through the mists of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. Give you a good indication as to when it was released.
When was I emotionally broken? Around that period. It's a really good indicator.
Just refresh that trauma.
Yes.
Bring it back to the surface.
It is, of course, the closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry. It's not the same as Lingy did.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I forgot that was Lingy's thing.
That was pretty special when Lingy did it. It was also special when you were doing it, but he really kind of took it to the next level.
Okay, yep. No, I came up with that.
I know you did. And then you gave it to Lingy.
Whatever.
Unlike Lingy to have to be carried. We write it down on a piece of paper, closest to without going over.
Love you, Larry.
Reveal on three. I think that's everything, isn't it?
Yep, that's it.
You can play at home. Just don't, if you're driving, write it down. Just keep it up here in your head. We'll trust you. Here we go. Question number one for Guess the Year this week.
Is she really going out with him? It's an oldie. Really gonna take him home tonight. And it's not the remix. It's the original. Or do you think it's the remix?
My eyes don't believe me. Oh, deceive me.
Yeah, there's something going on around here.
I don't think that's a remix. I think that's the original. And I don't even know who that is. Who is that? Do you know who that is?
No.
Is she really going out?
Okay. I can't think. Okay, I'm going to say, I'm just going to have a guess.
It's shot in the dark, isn't it, really?
It's shot in the dark, Tom.
A number's just popped into me head and it's my birthday year. So reveal 3, 2, 1.
1979.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
The year was 1979.
Oh,
mate, I know my stuff.
Well done.
I know my stuff.
Just so you know, I've lost all of my ding and ba-bow buttons.
That's okay. I appreciate your ding.
And I'm working. You're not the first. And I'm working on getting them all back. But in the meantime, live dings, okay?
Thank you, yep.
Question number two.
Okay, Duran Duran. Okay, I've written a year down as well. Tune.
I had something jump into my head and then I went a year higher. Usually you'll go a year lower.
Yeah.
Just to try and back yourself and try and just cover your butt.
Mm.
But I've gone a year higher.
Okay, that's all right.
So I still think it's very 80s.
Yeah. No memory for me on this one.
No? Do you think it was before you were born?
I think it's before I was
born.
Okay.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1983.
Ooh, okay. Here we go.
The year was
1982. Oh,
they
both went over.
Damn.
How's that going?
Yeah, right, it feels cool. Good live.
All right. This is for the win for you. And if I, this is question number three. So if I get, we go like a double tiebreaker kind of arrangement. Here we go. So suddenly
I'm in love with a stranger. Okay, I'm pretty sure I was crying up in Townsville. Now all I see. Sandy Grammer.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to him? Is he still a fan?
Yeah, no, he pops up every four or five years with the song that gets a bit of radio.
Yeah, good on him.
Fresh eyes. Okay. I've written something down.
I want to change mine.
I was on K-Rock when that happened, so it can't be that long ago.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. 2015. Ah, come on now.
The year was 2016.
Oh. And I was going to say 16 and ding. I changed it.
Do you want to count that as 2 points for you and 1 point for me and you win?
No. Go
all
on.
All right, tiebreaker. So I'm doing live sound effects here. Tiebreaker.
Don't hurt yourself.
What am I doing with my eyes, though?
I know.
Here we go. You have a bad day.
You count on a lot. You come back. Who cares about this song?
What do you mean?
Who is it? The guy with the hat? Who?
Daniel Powder, isn't that his name?
Oh, I was going with the Mraz one. Ah.
Okay, I've got something just popped into my head, so I reckon it's about 15 years ago.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
2007. Oh, well, this is just...
The year was 2005.
Okay, so
You win. No,
win.
You win, mate, because you got two right, so... Boop, boop, boop,
boop, winner. I prefer them.
You like the live sound effects?
Don't get the other ones.
I'm gonna record them so they're not live, but they sound
You say
live.
You will, but we know you won't.
Nothing's going to happen. Tom and
Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast. K-Rock 955.
You brought something to the table, Tom, last week. You're very open about your life, about your thoughts and feelings. Mm. And I, for one, appreciate that.
Mm.
And you're one of my best mates, all right? Workmates, and aren't you real friends or whatever? But I mean, not really best friend, but more like brother status, you know,
we're very close.
But
we
also not like my brother, but you're somewhere in there.
Don't choose to spend any time together outside of work. That's
what real friends do.
Yeah.
They don't need to spend time together outside of work.
No.
And the thing is, I back you.
Thank you.
And when a problem is yours, a problem becomes my problem.
Ah, okay.
Okay, you know that famous quote?
No.
Anyway, you opened up about something that was really hurting you. And I thought the best way to get over this problem is through the art of communication.
Right.
It's why I have your brother-in-law, Brad, on the phone up from Brizzy.
I know where this is going.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you going? It's good that you know where it's going because I've got no idea.
Hey, mate. Thanks.
Hey, how you going?
I don't know. I'm good, man. I don't know how long he's got your number, but obviously through some channel. So, look, I apologise for everything that's about to happen.
Well, look, for those that don't know, Brad, you are married to Carlia's sister.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
So Tom and you, bro-in-laws, through marriage, which is a nice little bond.
Yeah.
So this should be a really easy thing to open up feelings about because, you know, family, can't break family, you know, blood
right.
v water, all that type of stuff. So Tom, I just thought I'd get Brad on the phone so you could talk to him about something that's been irking you.
Has it been irking me for a couple of years now?
Well,
it may be. No, it hasn't. Well... I don't want to say it's been irking me.
Not irking, just really upsetting.
I brought
No, it's not even that.
I brought it to the table last week and the people supported me. In fact, I don't think you supported me in this, Loggy, but everybody else did on the phones. And it was you and one person were like, no, you are being unreasonable. And everybody else was like, no, you go, girl.
Yeah. So that's why I thought, all right, everyone said you go, girl. I'm going to make it happen. So go, girl. Tell Brad why he might be on the phone.
All right. Well, so I don't know if this is something that I should be talking to you about or to Whitney about your wife. Mm. But so I don't know if you remember, but
I'm sure
maybe 5-ish years ago.
Yeah.
Kalia had to send you guys, I don't know whether it was some documents or some photos or something, and she sent a USB with these files on it.
Yeah, I know the USB.
Yeah.
Wait, what USB?
Was it the one that had wedding stuff on it or not?
Oh, that was it. That was it. It was our wedding video and the file was too big to get to. That's right.
Anything that kind of made you think this is better than the average USB, Brad?
No, I don't know what you guys are on about.
Anything special about the USB stick, just sort of its appearance or anything?
No, mate. I've got a terrible memory, but should I be remembering something?
Well, no, I mean, not really. It doesn't really mean a lot to a lot of people. However, it means a lot to this guy, Tom. What made the USB so special, Tom?
Look. It's a One Direction USB stick. And I bought it from an Officeworks one time when I just needed a USB. I walked in and they were in a tray, like in one of those bins, right at the register, and it just jumped out at me. It was like $5.
It's got the whole band on it, Brad.
The whole band on it. Yeah. And I was like, this is meant to be. And then when Kalia sent it, I was like, all right. and then she goes, we'll just get it. We'll get them to send it back. They'll take the files off. We'll just get them to send it back, or we'll just grab it next time we're up there.
Mate, honestly, I just thought it was you. Well, I just threw it out, I'm pretty sure.
No, well, the funny thing is,
did we?
I saw it when we were up there in January. And it was plugged into one of your laptops. I don't know. I think Whitney's using it for her studies or something. And so I brought to the table last week, am I being unreasonable to ask for it back?
Yes.
Because it's. I mean, any other USB, any other run-of-the-mill, plain USB, I'd be like, keep it, I'll buy you more. I'll buy my own one, another one. But it is a very special One Direction
did
USB.
You, did 5 years. You take the stuff off it that you'd use with it?
I don't know.
Did you clear it or did you just take it?
No, I haven't taken it. I just saw it there.
But he kind of ragged on you on air.
No, he stole her schoolwork.
No, not that. But see, 5 years later, it still hurts him, Brad. So we were wondering, can you please find the USB stick and send it back to us?
Well, now I don't want to give it back.
Oh!
Whitney's coming down this weekend, man. Come on, can you just put it in a...
No, yeah, I'm sure we can find it, mate.
Hang on.
Whatever it is.
Hang on, Brad. I see something that could play here. What about we make him work for it back?
I'm keen on that.
Okay.
No.
Here's what I propose. I propose this. You get the USB.
Yeah.
You find it. Get it in your possession, Brad. Gets it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll call you back tomorrow. We will do...
Okay.
We will do... something that Tom has to work for. If you don't do it correctly, Tom, Brad will smash the USB.
No!
Okay. Smash it. You've just gone pretty dark.
Tom smashed my puzzle once because I almost finished a puzzle. He made me do a questionnaire. He stole the puzzle pieces. And if I didn't get the questions correct in this game of his, my partner had to throw the puzzle on the ground.
It was only 1,000 pieces.
It's fair.
I'll support you. You're like, I don't want to be the bad guy here because I'm the nice one. So, but if you feel that he deserves it,
I do feel that, Brad.
Okay. I need to find this USB.
Yeah, I was just saying, weirdly, you're not going to be able to find the USB stick and then get Whitney to bring it back down to me.
No, you have 24 hours. We will contact you again tomorrow, Brad, all right? And
okay, guys.
We will have a very little nice game that we're going to play and we'll see where this USB gets to.
That's good. I'll send you a photo logging of it. I found it.
I'm sorry, Brad.
Oh, look, if you're in pain, mate, I'm happy to play along. It's good. That's sweet. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.